Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
This episode is brought to you by Shaker and Spoon. Captain's Log, Stardate. I don't know, there's like 140 stars within a mile of me, so we're going to skip that bit. We received a package today from a company called Shaker and Spoon, and Colin and Jesse are already face deep in the box. It has three recipes for creating cocktails, plus all the ingredients you need, minus the alcohol. As someone who's been gargling swamp hooch for the last how many forevers I've been up here, wow, we got the vodka brunch box. Each recipe makes four servings, and we've already had the blood and sage and the slow rush. So easy to make, even Greg the Zebra was tending bar, and the results were magnificent. If you're foolish enough to listen to this show, we've got an actual smart thing for you to do. $20 off any linked subscription if you go to shakerandspoon.com/oz9. Get a box delivered to your airlock each month and $20 off your subscription at shakerandspoon.com/OZ9. Enjoy, Space Monkeys. Captain out.
People on this bloody ship, you know. Whoever you are, please move it along, literally and figuratively. Other people need to use the facilities, you know.
What in the Croydon Girls' Craw are you on about?
I desperately need to relieve myself, yet someone has been in the loo for a ridiculously long time.
Who's the one clogging up the works?
Well, you're making assumptions as to what business they're conducting, but I'm not sure who's in there. Whoever it is won't answer, and I've been banging on the door for the last 15 minutes.
Maybe whoever's in there is suffering from a medical emergency and needs help but can't answer.
Maybe.
Why don't you just use one of the other lavies already? There's three others on the ship, you know.
Four, actually. If you count the captain's head.
If you think Mad Pants is going to let you leave a jobby in her private washroom, you're as mad as a python in a bowling alley.
I won't try to unravel that one, but I stand corrected. Three. In any event, Dr. Theo took it upon himself to use one to cultivate a huge variety of mushrooms. So I have no intention of using that one.
Hallucinogenic?
I don't know.
Toxic?
I don't know. Didn't you want to know if any are edible or medicinal?
Not really.
Right. Well, one of the other lavatories has been overtaken by those vile rabid egrets. They've built nests in the commode, the sink, and the potpourri basket.
Wait, how did the egrets get out of the swamp and into that lavy?
I imagine the same way things get from the lavatory to the swamp.
Oi, and to think I dove into that swamp. So how about the third restroom?
Well, it's a long ways from here. At least a 10-minute walk. I didn't feel like having to trek all that way.
Did you forget you can fly, you aristocratic airbag?
People don't seem to realize it takes just as much effort to fly as it does to go on foot. Perhaps even more so.
You could have been there and back by now, but suit yourself.
Well, now that your curiosity and endless need to berate people is satisfied, you can run along now.
There's no end to my need to berate folks, Mr. James Bond meets Dean Martin-looking scrag. Anyway, all this talk about lavies and jobbies, and now I gotta go. So I'm queuing up behind you. So, wanna play a rousing game of Mumbledy Pig to pass the time?
Mumbly.
Hey, y'all. Ooh, is someone in there?
No, we found that there's no better place to play a game of... What's it called?
Mumbledy Peg.
Right. Mumbledy Peg. Then just outside a bathroom door. Of course someone is in there!
Who? Oh, it better not be Olivia.
Why would you possibly think Olivia?
Because Mad Pants. Any other questions?
No, I think that clears it up.
One of you should give me cuts. I'm the captain, and I really gotta go.
Don't you have a private captain's head? Why don't you use that one instead of dumbing up our queue?
Well, I assume all my thoughts are private, yes? But I don't see what that has to do with me needing to go to the
bathroom. She made a restroom that is specifically for the captain's use and no one else's. Good Lord, how aren't we all dead by now?
We probably are, and in hell.
Are you saying I have my own bathroom? How did I not know about this?
Probably because you can't read. It's behind the door with the sign that says, Captain's Head.
Oh, that's my bathroom. I thought they gave me an extra closet.
A water closet, perhaps?
Oh, I thought I heard someone refer to it as a what a closet. Personally, I didn't find it that impressive, but I figured, if I have an extra closet, I'll use it.
Then why don't you go on and use it for what it was originally intended?
Then where would I put my robes?
Suit yourself. Just remember, you go in after me, and I wouldn't want to be in your nose at that point.
Hey, everybody.
Greg?
Wait a minute. Aren't you a robot? Your bodily functions should be limited to binomials and logarithms and such.
That is correct.
Then why are you waiting in line?
You know, I never could resist a good cue. And it looks like this one's coming along nicely.
It sure is.
Jesus! Am I the only one saying Jesus? Shouldn't everyone be saying it?
Yeah, I actually didn't write this one. So, hey, I can say, it's not my fault!
No, yeah, you're right. Everyone is supposed to be saying it. So, sorry, my bad. Go ahead, do it again. With everyone saying it this time.
Got it. Ready, everyone? One, two, three.
Jesus!
Jesus. Yes. Kind of loses the impact at that point.
Welcome to the queue.
Did you end up using your bathroom as a closet, too?
What? No. I just figured with this many of you getting ready to use the facilities in such short order, I suppose they will need to attend to it afterwards.
So, who do you think has been in there for so long?
Care to make a wager? I'm putting my scratch on Dr. Theo. Probably rewriting his bloody novel and holed up in there for privacy.
Or maybe he saw himself in the mirror and couldn't look away.
Could you blame him?
Even smells handsome.
Captain Jesse, you didn't participate in the collective enchanted...
Nope. I just don't see it.
My money is on Le Bichon Frise being the one holding things up. He tends to come off as being a bit, plugged up.
He most certainly is. I did try to offer him a bit of my own special blend of super strength laxative for the stool to undergo the softening, but the lad suspected I was trying to poison him. The poor boy has no idea it was my earlier attempt to poison him that stopped up his bowels in the first place. Go figure. I was trying to do him a favor.
That's what I call doing him a solid.
Get out of my queue.
The favor, you see, was to build up his immunity to poison. If he is to be an assassin of any merit, he has to be immune to all matters of poisons and things, and the like, and the such, and the therefore, and the whatnot, and on ad infinitum. I'm getting dizzy.
So you're the reason Freeze has been so concentrated. What?
So I assume you need to use the facilities as well, Doctor. As you can see, it's going to be quite a long wait.
Ah! Nein. I have a laboratory in my laboratory. Funny story.
An allegory?
Not quite, my little pilot. It really shouldn't. You see, the laboratory is equipped with a chemical shower in case of accidental exposure. Not much in the way of water pressure, but still provides for a nice rinsing of the conditioner. Plus an eye wash station, which makes for a nifty little bidet. And a nice attendant, too, is very quick with the fresh hand towels.
You didn't say anything about it having a commode.
Who needs a commode when we have the swamp? Am I the only one?
I have regrets.
And the other bathroom has egrets.
See what happens when you let other writers have a go at it between seasons.
Oh dear. Whose bowels were those?
Ooh, I think that was mine. I had cuz sushi for breakfast.
You can blame me for the soundings of the peristalsis. Oh boy, things are really moving now.
You can't move when you're in peristalsis. Shh, you all call me dumb.
Blame my stomach. It's from that slice of Joe Pie Weed Pie.
What are you talking about? I don't bake.
Who said you did?
You did. You said Joe's Pie Weed Pie.
Wrong accent. You play too many characters.
Whoops. Was I doing Von Abendsetzer?
Yup.
All right. You try keeping track of four different accents. Schmott guy. Up. There you go.
Huh. I swear there used to be a fourth wall here.
You know what? I'm just going to make my way to the other toilet.
From the sounds of all this gurgling, you'll never make it there.
I was referring to the swamp, based on what I've learned today.
Wait, there's another bathroom?
Yes, in the Dolce & Gabbana wing.
I'd be willing to give you a ride there if you want.
Oh, that's quite all right. I don't feel like going through the trouble of waking the men's room attendant, then putting him back in stasis when I'm done. Ugh. I'll just have to grab a hand towel myself.
If you think you're going to find a hand towel in a swamp, you're truly daft.
Actually, I keep a set of hand towels here just for such purposes. And some magazines.
Oh, then good luck finding a clean hand towel.
Who needs hand towels?
So, you just air dry your hands then?
Why would I air dry my hands? They're not wet.
Stepping on board the IS-9 is nothing if not a roll of the dice. So, if you're going to take that chance, at least have some really gorgeous, high-quality, unique RPG dice to roll with. Fan Roll by Metallic Dice Games have classic metallic dice sets, but also gemstones, acrylic, liquid core, and even a glow-in-the-dark option that's super cool and super handy when you can't find any night vision goggles. So many colors, materials, and designs to choose from. Plus, listeners to this show get 10% off your order. I'm guessing as a sort of consolation prize for listening to this show. Just use the code OZ9 at checkout. Get dice that are as unique as you and your character. Go now to fanrolldice.com and choose your dice, Space Monkeys, and get 10% off with code OZ9 at checkout.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Okay, they're gone. You can come out now.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought they would never leave.
Why didn't you just use the one off the narrator's lounge?
I still haven't gotten my key to the narrator's lounge. I have to put in 500 hours in order to earn my key.
You should be there by now. You've easily logged more than half of that doing this show alone.
They don't count IS-9 hours.
I suppose that's valid. You could have just come out when you were done, you know. You didn't have to be so shy.
You know we've got to stick to the narrator's code. And I didn't want to break the fourth wall.
I think the fourth wall has a big hole in it that we've been climbing in and out of for a long while now. At least a couple of seasons. That ship has sailed, my friend.
Yeah, I suppose that's true. Oh well, you've been listening to Tim Sherburn as Colin, Bonnie Brantley as Jesse, Shannon Perry as Madeline, Kevin Hall as Greg, David S. Deere as Dr. Theo Brome.
Dr. Theo Brome unfortunately wasn't in this one. You really are a tour guide, aren't you?
Hey!
David S. Deere as himself? Eric Perry as Joe and or Dr. Von Habesesser. I'm your narrator, Kristen Adonley Gorley.
And I'm your narrator number two.
As in, you just finished doing a...
Do you mind?
It seemed appropriate for this episode.
Anyway, I'm your narrator too, Kyle Jones. Our music is by John Faley. Our artwork is by Lucas Elliott. Sarah Golding is our dialogue editor, and Oliver Morris is our sound designer. This episode of Oz 9 was written by the amazing David S. Deere.
Until next time, space monkeys, shoot for the stars, but try to at least aim for the inside of the bowl.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
This is routine update log number 6 for Dr. Edison Tucker concerning my research into the town of Jerusalem, Oregon, and the existence of the supernatural, paranormal, mythological, etc., etc., blah, blah, blah. Anyway, since arriving, I've definitely encountered some stuff that could be classified under weird ass. I mean, where else does putting lamb's blood on people's doorways actually work as pest control? And nobody in town will talk to me about the picnic area near Lincoln's farm. Although, could be because everybody thinks I'm one of those monster hunting idiots. Which I'm not, okay? I am an experienced professional who takes my work extremely seriously, and I am going to prove this if it's the last thing I ever—
Dr. Tucker, what have I told you about keeping samples in the fridge?
Although, to be honest, I think the biggest mystery on my hands is how I'm gonna survive living with Lucille Kensington, stuck-up extraordinaire. So, if you guys don't hear from me again, it wasn't something in the woods that got me. Probably. Where the Stars Fell. Available now wherever podcasts are found.